This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush wants Americans to go back to work today. He says that will keep the country's economy on track, and it will show U.S. resolve not to give in to terrorism. The president says he will be at work, too, finding those who planned last week's attacks at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill will be working on measures to bolster U.S. security laws and provide needed financial assistance to the airline industry. The massive investigation continues into last week's four hijackings. The New York City area, especially New Jersey, and Florida are key areas of the investigation. Federal authorities are looking at all evidence. They reportedly have received about 40,000 tips. NPR's Ted Clark is here. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Bob.
Tell me about the people authorities have in custody now.
Well, about 25 people have been detained in the last few days, many of them on immigration violations. This according to the latest reports. More people may be detained as we speak. Some of those detained are said to have links to Osama bin Laden. At least two people have actually been arrested, as opposed to simply detained, and held as material witnesses. That's to say that they are believed to have information which is critical to the investigation and future trials. The second arrest came yesterday in Jersey City, New Jersey. The first one took place last Thursday. In that case, it was a man allegedly carrying a false pilot's license at Kennedy Airport in New York. Now today, the New York Times reports that four more people have been flown to New York for questioning, including a man who was arrested in Minnesota in August after he tried to get training on a flight simulator for large jetliners there. In addition to that man, the Times says law enforcement officials in New York are questioning two men who were pulled off a train in Fort Worth, Texas on Wednesday, carrying box cutters and a large amount of cash. And the fourth person who's been questioned in New York and has been flown to New York for questioning has not been identified, but he apparently also was brought in from Texas, all this according to the New York Times.
And the FBI has a list of others it wants to question.
That's right. There are about 100 names now that have been circulated around the country and given to law enforcement authorities. And the search extends to other countries as well. The New York Times reported that yesterday the Canadian government handed over to the United States one of two men that had been questioned there about possible links to the attacks.
And the evidence continues to point to Osama bin Laden?
It does, although U.S. officials say they are not limiting the investigation to bin Laden or his organization. Other groups and possibly governments may also be involved, but the bin Laden links are there. The FBI has confirmed numerous published reports that it had been looking for two of the hijackers for several weeks before the attacks last Tuesday. The CIA has for some time been trailing those connected to the bombing of the USS Cole in Yemen last October. And one of those people that the CIA and FBI had been tracking was Khalid al-Midar, who was on the plane that left Dulles. And apparently he was seen meeting with somebody who later was a suspect in the USS Cole bombing.
It's the plane that crashed into the Pentagon.
That's right.
NPR's Ted Clark.